我们先一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你给我们再一次到你的面前。
Lord, thank you once again for gathering us together.
我们都在这里仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
求你把赐恩智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们里边的眼睛，叫我们可以看见你要我们看见的。
To enlighten our inner eyes so that we can see what you want us to see.
主，我们称颂你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为你从前做工，你现在还做工。
Because what you have done before, you continue to do today.
你一直照着你那永远的旨意来做工。
You continue to work according to your eternal will.
因此，你给我们看见你手中工作的法则。
So you let us see the principle of your work.
主啊，你就给我们里边有一个明亮的看见。
So you let us see, have a clear vision inside.
认识你是可敬畏的主。
So we know that you are a Lord worthy of fear.
赏赐我们一个敬畏的心，活在你的面前。
Lord, give us a heart that's fearful before you.
照着你心里所喜悦的来拣选你的道路。
That according to what you please, that we will choose our ways.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
因为你给我们越过越看见，没有任何的人事物可以改变你那永远的定规。
Because you let us see, nothing can change your principle and your will.
因此，让我们这些人学会了更多的伏在你的权柄的底下。
So that we will learn to even bow down before you more.
照着你所喜悦的来跟随。
And to follow you according to what you please.
就晚上我们在看耶利米书的时候。
And tonight when we continue on the book of Jeremiah,
你继续借着你从前对你先知所说的话，今天晚上向我们再说。
May you speak to us once again what you have spoken to the prophets before.
说到我们里面，也像先知一样的明亮在你的面前。
So that we'll be enlightened just like the prophets before you.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look upon you.
带领我们这一段的时间。
Guide us during this time.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢神，我们到了耶利米的最幕后的一大段了。
We thank God that we have come to the very last of the book of Jeremiah.
今天晚上继续往前看以前。
And before we continue.
我们今天晚上继续往前看以前。
Before we continue forward tonight,
我现在要纠正一些我上礼拜说溜了嘴的地方。
I want to first correct some places where I have spoken incorrectly.
我不晓得怎么样去把叙利亚跟埃及人打仗的那个事情调到。巴比伦跟埃及打仗的这个事情混乱了。
I don't know how I mixed up the two battles between the Syrians and Egypt and Babylon and Egypt.
反正就是错了。
Nevertheless, that is wrong.
不过上礼拜所交通的那个原则没有错，是历史的事件和地理的环境说错了。
Yet the principle is still correct, but it is the time in history and the geography that was incorrect.
那是在我们看那个四十四十六章那里头就说到在加兹米斯那里巴比伦人跟埃及人打仗的这一件事。
That is upon the matter mentioned in chapter 46 when it speaks of the warfare between the Egyptians.
加基米斯实际上不是在西乃半岛，是在以色列的北边。
Actually, that place is not on the Sinai Peninsula, but it is north of Egypt at Kosh Mish.
是在叙利亚的境界。
That is at the boundary of Syria.
那个时候应该是叫做亚兰吧。
At that time, it should be called Elam.
那是在弟兄姊妹记得在约西亚王跟法老打仗 结果约西亚王给杀了，那一次的战争就是在这个加基米斯。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you recall the battle when Josiah went out against Pharaoh of Egypt, and that's when Josiah was killed, that battle, that place took place at Carchemish.
那个时候他们打仗也就是跟巴比伦打仗。
At that time, they were fighting against the Babylonians.
那是他们头一次在那里打仗。
That was the first battle at that place.
埃及的 军队杀了约西亚王。
The army of the Egypt killed King Josiah.
也战胜了巴比伦人。
Also was victorious over the Babylonians.
他们就占据了那个地方。
They occupied that place.
就在加基米斯是一个城里头，是住了很多的军队在那。
And it was in the city, Carchemish, that a lot of the armies lived.
所以到了四十六章，在这里是说到，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒去攻击他们的时候。
Therefore, in chapter 46 here, when it says the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, went to attack them.
那是在约雅敬第四年所发生的事。
That took place on the fourth year of Jehoiakim.
这一个时候呢，埃及人就完全的给打败了。
At that time, the Egyptians were completely defeated.
那一件事情是发生在这一个时候。
That event took place at this time.
我上次跟弟兄们说呢，是说到后来，希腊国分裂成四个国家的时候，其中两个国家的打仗是弄乱在的那个地方。
Last time, as I mentioned to brothers and sisters, when the kingdom of Greece split up into four, and there was the two kingdoms that fought, I mentioned about this place, but I was mixed up.
所以在地理和历史上面，我先要来校正这一点。
Therefore, first of all, I want to correct this in terms of the geography and the history.
但是在当时我们说到巴比伦人劳师远征的这一个点没有更改。
Yet, when I spoke on the fact that the Babylonians had to travel from afar into this battle, I do not need to change that.
因为那时法老的军队就是驻扎在加兹米斯。
Because at that time, the army of Pharaoh was stationed at Carchemish.
尼布甲尼撒的军队是突然的袭击他们的时候就把他们打垮了。
When the army of Nebuchadnezzar suddenly attacked them by surprise, that was how they were defeated.
那么我们今天晚上继续再看耶利米为对列国所发的预言。
Now as we continue to look into the prophecies of Jeremiah unto the nations.
我想先大概了再提一提。
I want to once again overall make this mention.
提到那个列国的时候，
when we make mention of
those nations, 我们记得那些列国都是和犹大发生一些影响的国家。
We remember that those nations have some influence upon Judah.
都是影响着犹大，叫犹大离弃神而去拜偶像。
They influenced Judah for Judah to depart away from God to worship idols.
那么在这些国家的里头，包括摩亚，包括亚门。
Now among these nations, it is included Moab and Ammon.
以东
，Edom，
大马色
，Damascus，
大马色应该就说是亚兰。
Damascus ought to be Elam.
就是现在的叙利亚。
And that is present day Syria.
也是以后的叙利亚。
It is also Syria to come.
有基达跟夏索。
And there is
基达跟夏索接上去。第49章。
And that is also
28节那里。
There is also Kedar and Hazar.
那基达是。基达跟夏索都是在亚拉伯这个地区里。
Now these two places, Kedar and Hazar, they're in Saudi Arabia.
这个夏索不是约书亚攻打迦南的时候在迦南境内的那个夏索。
Now this Hazar is not within the region of the land of Canaan when Joshua attacked the nations there.
名字相同，但是地理环境不一样。
The name is the same, but yet the place and the geography is not.
撒索当时是亚拉伯 那个地区里头的一个小部落。
Hazor is a small area that is in the region of Saudi Arabia.
那还有以兰。
There's also Elam.
啊，这个以兰就是波斯。
And Elam is Persia.
那个时候叫以兰。
At that time, they were called Elam.
也就是以后的波斯。
And that is Persia to come.
那都包括这些国家。
It includes all these nations.
那这些国家呢，都是对以色列人产生一些坏的影响。
Now these nations that have a bad influence upon the nation of Judah.
带领影响以色列人离弃神。
They influence the Israelites to depart away from God.
那么所以神也在以犹大人被掳的这个事实的基础上面。
Therefore, upon the foundation of the people of Judah being captured,
也牵连到犹大周围的那些国家。
Also has influence impacted the nations that surround Judah.
为什么会牵连到那些国家呢？
Why does it have any connection with them?
我个人一点的体会。
This is some personal understanding.
神并不是在那里要指着这些国家说预言。
It is not that God wanted to point at these nations to speak any prophecy.
神在那个时候对着列国说的预言，直接的那一个对象不是那个接受预言的国家或是民族。
The purpose of God speaking prophecies concerning those nations that surround Judah is not directly to speak with those nations that received the prophecy.
那个直接要听这些话的呢，仍然是犹大人。
It is still the people of Judah that should be the direct recipients of these words.
神要让犹大人看到。
God wants the people of Judah to see and to understand.
神不是单单的在那里对付犹大。
That God is not only solely there dealing against Judah.
犹大和神当中有过立约的关系。
There is this relationship that existed between Judah and God, this covenant.
那神对付犹大是根据那个立约的事实。
And as God deals with Judah, it is according to that foundation of that covenant.
但是神的那个公义和鉴察呢
？In God's righteousness and His examination，
不是单单要求犹大在神的面前要毫无保留的向神敞开。
It does not only require for Judah to, without any reservation, be open to God。
神也让犹大人看到神的公义，也同样的显在那些在神面前显露不义的那些国家和民族那里。
But God also desires for the people of Judah to see that His righteousness will also be manifested upon those nations and those tribes that manifest unrighteousness.
尤其是这些国家民族，他们给犹大所带来那个影响是神所不能接受的。
Especially these nations and people that bring about the influence upon Judah that is not acceptable to God.
因为他们把犹大带进拜偶像的里头。
Because they brought Judah into worshipping idols.
拜进背弃神的，带进背弃神的那种光景里。
To bring them into the condition of forsaken God.
但是我们也看见对这些国家的预言的里头。
But as we see in the prophecies of these nations.
如果我们细一点去注意的话。
If we look more carefully.
有一些国家在神的责备了以后，那个责备执行呢，那就没了。
After the rebuke, the execution of God's rebuke in His prophecies of those nations, they disappeared.
比方说大马色、基达、萨索。
For example, Damascus, Kedar, and Hazor.
神责备过了以后，你在历史上再看不到这几个国家了。
After God's rebuke on them in history, you do not see these nations anymore.
那就是完了。
They're finished.
就像我们上次特别提到，为什么神那么严厉地对付他们
？Just as we made a special mention last time, why God deal with them so severely？
我们提到亚玛利人在以色列人进迦南的途中的那所做的那件事，给我们所看到的那一个原则。
We saw the principle as upon the Amalekites when the Israelites entered the land of Canaan. Yes, the hindrance which they brought to the Israelites.
因为一个非常严肃的事实在哪里？
Because a very serious fact is there.
他们做这样的事情是直接的阻挡 神的永远的计划的进行。
When they do such things, it is a direct hindrance and obstacle to the eternal plan of God being executed.
而这一件事情比不认识神或者拒绝神还要严重。
And this matter is even more serious than not knowing God or rejecting God.
那我们也看见这些被责备的国家的里头。
We also see amongst these nations that were reproached.
有以东。
There was Edom.
有摩亚。
There's Moab.
有亚门。
There's Ammon.
有以兰。
There's Elam.
那这些都受了很重的责备。
They were rebuked severely.
但是神却没有把他们从历史上抹掉。
Yet God has not destroyed them, wiped them out in history.
神应许他们说，在以后神还是会把他们带回来。
God has promised them that later on God will still bring them back.
但是很有意思的。
But very meaningful.
特别提到摩亚人。
Especially when it mentions the Moabites.
神是把他们带回来。
God has brought them back.
但是你留意到神什么时候才把他们带回来。
But if you take note, when does God take them back?
这里面又给我们看到一个很有意思的事。
Here it also shows us something very meaningful.
其他的那是神应许说把他们带回来的那些国家。
In the other nations, what God has promised to bring them back.
那在以后不久，神还是让他们出现在历史里。
Not later on, not long later on, God has allowed for them to appear in history again.
我上次说到摩亚嘛，到现在你还没有看见他们出现。
When I mentioned about Moab, even until today, we do not see them reappearing.
虽然我但是说啊，我们到那个约旦去的时候，他们说我们是摩亚的后人。
Even though when we were in Jordan in those days, before when we visited, they said we were the descendants of Moabites.
但在约旦你是看到亚门，那你没看到摩亚。
In Jordan, we can see Ammon, but we do not see Moab.
你说为什么呢？
You question why.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
但是神的话在这里说。
But the word of God here says,
摩亚的归回是到了最后最后的时候才会出现。
The return of Moab will only appear at the very, very end.
那48章那里最末了就说，耶和华说到末后我还要使被掳的摩亚人归回。
Chapter 48 at the end it says, Yet I will bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days.
是到了最后。
In the latter days, at the very end.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
不过我们就晓得。
But we understand.
摩亚人从以色列人进迦南的时候开始，一直给迦南带来许许多多的困扰。
When the Israelites tried to enter the land of Canaan, the Moabites gave a lot of hindrance and obstacle for them to enter and continue to disrupt them.
弟兄姊妹记得的那一次是那个摩亚王请那个巴兰来咒诅。
Brothers and sisters, you still remember it was the king of Moab who hired Balaam to curse the Israelites.
那是不是都和这些历史有关系呢？
Does it all have to do with all these
histories? 我们不敢说。
We dare not say.
但是我们也不敢不留意。
Yet we dare not, but take notice.
不过神的话是这样说出来，我们看到事情在地上的发生，就按照神的话来出现。
But as we see how the word of God is spoken, we can see how the matters of earth is taking place and how it develops.
那么今天晚上我们要多用一点时间，是集中在看巴比伦的这一个预言。
Tonight we want to take some time and focus on primarily on the prophecy to Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还记得耶利米五十章以前的那些话。
Brothers and sisters, if we still remember before the words before Jeremiah chapter 50.
我们单方面会有一个这样的感觉。
Singularly, we'll have this feeling.
耶利米就是劝犹大人要投降巴比伦嘛。
Jeremiah is just encouraging the Israelites to surrender to the Babylonians.
那按照人来看，他这个做法的确是很难去解说的。
According to man, what Jeremiah is doing is really hard to explain.
好像他就是在那里表达一个投降主义。
It seems like he only has that thought of only surrender.
我们中国人就说，像这样的人叫做汉奸。
In the Chinese, we call these people traitors.
那这犹太人呢，他们可以说这个是犹奸。
And so, for the Jewish people, we can call them, he is a traitor for the Jewish nation.
如果我们单方面来看 以前的那些事，那些记载的话
，If we previously only look at the matters before chapter 50,
我们很容易会有这样的一个观念
，Very easily we'll have this understanding.
但是我们感谢神
，But we thank God.
神说话从来没有只是说一个片面的东西。
When God speaks, He does not only speak partially.
如果我们不是把全面的来看神说的话
，If we do not look into the Word of God in a whole，
我们没有办法能掌握到那个真实的那个情形。
We're not able to grasp that true situation。
那现在到了五十章的时候
，Now in chapter 50，
神就把他借着耶利米指着巴比伦所说的话也记录下来了。
God also allows for Jeremiah to record the words which he directly speaks concerning Babylon。
那以前。
Before,
耶利米书上所说的都是投降巴比伦人，投降巴比伦人。
All the words recorded before chapter 50 is surrender to the Babylonians, surrender to the Babylonians.
你们不投降巴比伦人，你根本就没有别条路做再可以走。
If you do not surrender to the Babylonians, you really have no other way to go.
因为这个是神对付你们的那个事实。
Because this is the fact in which God will deal with you.
那如果我们光是听耶利米这样说话
，Now if we only hear Jeremiah saying these words，
难怪许多人对耶利米也产生那个误会。
That's why so many people would have this misunderstanding to Jeremiah.
那以前他出城的时候
，Even on that day when he left the city，
那个守门官就把他抓起来说，你是投降巴比伦人。
The guard arrested him and claimed that he was surrendering to the Babylonians.
耶利米说，我哪有这样的事情
？Jeremiah says no.
但是人家不相信。
But man would not believe it.
因为你一直说要投降巴比伦人。
Because you continue to tell us to surrender to Babylon.
现在我们到了五十章的时候
，Now in chapter 50，
我们就看到那个真相了。
We're able to see the truth。
那个真相是什么
？What is that? What is the truth？
这里面是包括好多东西。
Here includes many things。
但是头一件我让弟兄姊妹要特别去留意的。
But the first thing I want brothers and sisters to take note of。
你晓得耶利米完全不是站在任何的一个政治的。那一个立场上面来替神说话。
You must understand Jeremiah is not standing on any political ground as he speaks for God.
你要替神说话，你就不能有政治立场。
If you want to speak for God, you cannot have any political ground.
你要有政治立场，你就不能跟神替神说话。
If you have any political ground, you cannot speak for God.
因为你要替神说话，你不能只说你喜欢的话，别人喜欢的话。
Because as you speak, you cannot only speak the word that's pleasing to you or to others.
你要替神说话的时候，你自己不喜欢，别人不喜欢，你还得要说。
If you're to speak for God, whether you do not like it and others do not like it, you still must say them.
耶利米就是这样的忠心活在神的面前。
That was how Jeremiah lived before God in God centered in that way.
好多的误会。
So man gave him many misunderstandings.
好多的对付。
They dealt with him many times.
把他抓起来放在牢里。
They imprisoned him.
甚至放在水牢里。
Even to a point they put him in the mud dungeon.
那究竟是不是耶利米的话说的不对呢？
Is it that Jeremiah did not speak correctly?
不是。
No.
因为耶利米就是很忠心的在那里把神的话传递出来。
Because that was how Jeremiah spoke very faithfully before God.
那现在我们看到五十章的时候，我们就留意到了。
Now as we see chapter 50, we can take note.
留意到一个什么事情呢？
What matter is that?
当神用着耶利米来宣告神要用巴比伦人来惩治犹大人的同时，
At the same time when God proclaims that he will use the Babylonians to discipline the Israelites,
神也在那里宣告巴比伦的结局。
Also at the same time he proclaims the end of the Babylonians.
因为这个就是一个非常不简单的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not simple at all.
我们必须要留意一件事。
We must take note of one thing.
当耶利米述说这些事情的时候
，When Jeremiah speaks of these in detail，
正是巴比伦最强盛的时候。
It is at the time when Babylon was at the strongest point。
是巴比伦在那一个地区完全征服了每一个国家民族的时候。
It was during the time when Babylon has completely subdued and conquered all the land and nation。
他们夹着那个强盛的那个威风，你在这里说他。 他们要灭亡,
at this time when they were so great, so pompous, yet you were declaring that they will come to an end.
他们要毁灭,
they will be destroyed.
就说这个很不调和,
brothers and sisters, this is not harmonious at all.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
犹大该责备, 耶利米没有隐瞒,
God, Judah needed to be rebuked, and Jeremiah did not hide it from them.
巴比伦要给毁灭,
Babylon will be destroyed. Likewise, Jeremiah did not hide from them. How God will manifest it. That is how he has proclaimed it.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
因为在巴比伦最强盛的时候,你说他要灭亡,
because at this time, when Babylon is at the strongest, yet you declare they will be destroyed. No one would believe this. No one would accept this. How can it be possible this would happen? Which nation can stand before Babylon? Assyria was destroyed by them.
在那个地区的亚兰也给他打下来了。
Even Elam in that area was destroyed by them.
埃及虽然胜过他, 但是结果还是给他打下去了。
Even Egypt overcame them, yet at the end they were destroyed.
整个在那一片地区里头的国家和民族都臣服了他。
All the nations and countries in that area had to be subdued by them.
你现在说他, 他要灭毁灭,
now you're proclaiming that Babylon will be destroyed. They will come to an end.
这个话,
these words are hard to say. But that's how God said it. Jeremiah spoke. We thank the Lord.
你留意,
if you take note, when were these words spoken? It was in the fourth year of King Jehoiakim.
并且呢,
and
后来呢, 又在, 西底家给, 约雅金王给掳到巴比伦,
it was after Jehoiakim was captured into Babylon.
然后西底家去巴比伦进贡的时候,
and it was when Zedekiah went to Babylon to offer up his tribute.
在这个时候又说,
it was at that time it was spoken.
弟兄姊妹你看, 那个时机上面是这样这样的, 叫人不可思议,
brothers and sisters, under those situations, it is unimaginable by us.
在约雅敬的时候,是他们那个军事上的胜利到了高潮,到高峰的时候,
during the time of Jehoiakim, that was when the army was at its highest peak.
约雅敬被掳,后来西底家去进贡,
it was after Jehoiakim was in captivity and Zedekiah went to offer his tribute.
犹大都没了,
there's no more Judah.
你看那一片的地区, 哪一个国, 哪一个地方不是给巴比伦拿下来的?
When you look at the region, what area is not taken by Babylon?
全都给拿下来了,
it has already all been taken.
可不在那个时候,
maybe at that time,
只剩下推罗, 那一个小岛, 还在海上,
it might be only the island of Tyre.
都给巴比伦拿下了,
That was unsubdued, but eventually it was.
现在这个时候, 耶利米就说, 巴比伦要灭亡,
now it was at this time, Jeremiah said, Babylon will be destroyed.
巴比伦要毁灭,
Babylon will come to an end.
并且说出巴比伦怎么毁灭都说出来,
and he also said how they will come to an end.
就怎么可能呢?
Brothers and sisters, how is this possible?
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
神的话是这样发表,
that's how the word of God is expressed. That is what Jeremiah spoke.
那现在我们来留, 从50章, 51章, 用了两章很长的经文来说到巴比伦的事情。
Now it uses two long chapters, 50 and 51, to speak on the matters of Babylon.
我们只能把它 归纳起来,就几个点来留意。
We can only summarize it and point it out a few points.
用什么理由,就是看过这两章经文,
brothers and sisters, if we read through these two chapters, even though they're very long chapters,
但是你非常清楚地看到,
but very clearly you're able to
神在这,
see,
神在这段时间里,
during this time,
神接连三次在那里宣告, Babylon 要毁灭。
Repeatedly, God declared three times that Babylon will be destroyed.
不是只说一次。
Not only once.
也不止两次。
Not only twice.
是接连说了三次。
But three times repeatedly was spoken.
相隔多少时间呢？
How far?
我们
between these three times?
我们没办法找到那个时间的那个资料。
We cannot find the approximation of the time.
但是我们总是晓得从约雅敬王第四年开始。
But we know from the fourth year of King Jehoiakim,
一直到西底家王去巴比伦进贡。
Even to the time when Zedekiah went to Babylon to offer his tribute.
在十多二十年里头。
Within this 10-20 years.
非常厉害又非常明确的在那里宣告巴比伦要毁灭。
Very greatly and very evidently, the proclamation was Babylon will come to an end.
并且他又怎么毁灭？
And also declares how they will come to an end.
为什么他会给毁灭？
And why they were destroyed.
神说得很清楚。
God spoke very clearly.
虽然在里边说了很多的话。
Even though within many words were spoken.
那些事情发生的时候的情形。
It describes the events, how it takes place.
但是我们可以不必理会那些发生的过程。
But we don't need to take note of the process in which it takes place.
但是我们不能不注意那些很明确的指出神为什么对付巴比伦的原因。
But we must take note when God clearly points out the reasons why Babylon would be destroyed.
那么这三次的宣告巴比伦毁灭。
These three proclamations of how Babylon would be destroyed.
我们把它归纳起来，我们看到几件事情。
If we conclude it, we'll see several things.
为什么神在巴比伦最强盛的时候就说出他要毁灭。
Why is it during Babylon's strongest time God will declare they will be destroyed?
好像说的话跟当时眼见的情形完全不能相对。
It seems as if the words that were spoken and the situation at hand was not harmonious.
但是神是看到永远到永远的。
But as God sees it, it is from eternity to eternity.
我们人只是看见短暂的眼见的。
What man is able to see is only temporal, only short-sightedness.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他站在永远的这一个事实的里面所说的话。
This is the words that God has spoken standing on the position on the fact of eternity.
都是准确的。
It is all accurate.
那现在我们来看看。
Now let us take a look.
那究竟神为什么宣告巴比伦会毁灭？
Why is it that God will declare Babylon will be destroyed?
那头一件事情，
The first thing,
我们留意到的，
If we take note,
神明明指出一个事实，
God clearly points out a fact,
因为他们得罪耶和华神，
Because they have offended the Lord God.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意第五十章的第十四节。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the end of verse 14 in chapter 50.
上面就说到巴比伦怎样给攻陷。
It speaks on before this how Babylon will be subdued.
第十四节的末了的那一句就说出他们巴比伦给毁灭的那个原因。
At the end of verse 14, it tells us the reason why Babylon will be destroyed.
因他得罪了耶和华。
For she has sinned against the Lord God.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
我们要留意了。
We have to take note.
他们怎么得罪耶和华呢？
How have they sinned against the Lord?
我想我们再来多留意底下。
I think we should take some more, pay attention some more at the end.
你再看同一章的二十九节最末了的那一句。
In the same chapter at the end of verse 29.
也是说到巴比伦给围攻也是陷落。
It also speaks on the fact that they will be subdued and they will fall.
什么原因呢？
Why?
因为他向耶和华以色列的圣者发了狂傲。
For she have been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel.
所以神就到32这个31节的末了，神就说我追讨你的日子已经来了。
At the end of verse 31 it says, the time that I will visit thee has come.
那就是我们要就留意了。
Brothers and sisters have to take note.
巴比伦是究竟是什么事情以神的怒气到这样高的地步呢？
In what matter has Babylon sinned against God to provoke God's anger to such a high point?
那就是你看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
如果我们还 我们读过大以理书，
if we have read the book of Daniel,
你应该有一个很深的印象在那，
you should have a very deep impression there.
那到了巴比伦最末了的那个王，
at the last king of Babylon,
他的名字叫做伯沙撒，
and his name is Belshazzar.
那 他在那里大宴群神的时候，
when he had a great festival there,
他做了一件什么事情呢？
What did he do?
他把圣巴，他把尼布甲尼撒王攻陷耶路撒冷的时候，
at the time when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem,
毁灭了圣殿，
destroyed the temple,
毁坏了圣殿，
has broken the temple,
把圣殿里头所有的器具都掳到巴比伦去了，
and has taken all the vessels in the temple to Babylon.
但是尼布甲尼撒王只是把这些掳物存放在库房的里头。
Yet, King Nebuchadnezzar only took the spoil and put it in the, his treasury.
虽然这些是战利品，
even though this was the victor's spoil,
对一个战胜国来说啊，他怎么处理都可以。
To the nation who is victorious, he can deal with however he wants to.
但是尼布甲尼撒王和以后的王都不敢对神殿里面的那些事物有任何的不敬。
But King Nebuchadnezzar and the kings followed after him dare not disrespect all the vessels, all the matters in the temple of God.
他们只是把那些战利品就封存在那个库房里边。
They only put the spoil in the treasury and sealed it.
但是当了这个伯沙撒做王的时候，
yet when King Belshazzar ruled,
他心里边狂傲到一个什么地步呢？
He was so proud to a point, what did he do?
他在那里摆设筵席招待他的大臣。
There when he was having his feast, inviting all his high officials.
他兴高采烈起来的时候。
When he was being very happy and joyful. He told others.
把封存在库里的那个从耶路撒冷掳来的那个圣殿的那些器皿拿来我们喝酒。
Take out the vessels which was our spoil from Jerusalem and we'll drink from them.
那弟兄姊妹记得这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember that,
当他们是这样做的时候，
when they did that,
神就在那里给他们看见一个很不简单的事。
God showed them something that was not simple at all.
什么事呢？
What happened?
弟兄姊妹，你记得他是看见有一个手显出来。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember, they saw a hand appear.
在墙上写字。
And there was a writing on the wall.
写出来的字，那个巴比伦的人没有一个能懂。
The words that was wrote.That was written, none can understand in Babylon. Yet they only saw the hand that was appearing and writing on the wall.
众人看见这件事情都恐慌起来。
When others saw this, they became afraid.
结果他们找到大以理来解说究竟什么意思。
And then they found Daniel to explain what that was.
大以理就告诉他们。
And Daniel told them,
神用指头写在墙上的话，
The words written on the wall by the finger of God,
乃是告诉伯沙撒王，
is to tell King Belshazzar,
巴比伦的国运就到今天为止，
The nation of Babylon will come to an end today,
因为你们做了一些事情得罪神。
Because you have did something to sin against God.
神把你们称在天平上面。
And God has weighed you on the heavenly scale.
显出你们的亏欠好厉害。
To manifest how great your shortcoming is.
所以神数算你的日子到现在为止。
Therefore, the days that are counted by God of yours is today.
我们记得这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we remember that.
那当天晚上。
On that night.
就是在那一天晚上。
It was on that night.
马代人就攻破了巴比伦城。
The people of Media subdued the Babylonian city.
马代人在要攻击巴比伦，巴比伦人好像完全没有设防。
It seems as if the people of Media went to attack Babylon, yet they were not on the defense at all.
他们在王宫里头大排筵席。
They still had a feast in the palace.
其实外面那个军事已经非常的紧急。
In fact, the fighting externally was very anxious already.
但是你晓得，当时巴比伦人是觉得没有人能把我们攻得下来。
Yet at that time, the Babylonians felt no one can conquer us.
我们巴比伦城是固若金汤的。
Now, our city of Babylon is so solid and fortified. No one's able to take us.
哪里晓得?
Unbeknownst to them,
马大人没有正面进攻他们,
media did not attack them on the front.
他们也没有想到, 巴比伦人也没有想到马大人会这样来攻击他们。
The Babylonians would not even imagine that media would attack them in this way.
马大人怎么进攻他们呢?
How were they attacked?
这里有耶利米书这里有说的。
Here it is spoken in Jeremiah.
说到那里的时候我就不说了，现在先说。
I won't say it later on, but I'll just first mention it here.
那天晚上,
on that night,
马代的军队堵塞了那个幼发拉底河的上游。
The people of Media put an end to the flow of the river Euphrates at the on the bank and on when it was flowing.
他们怎么堵塞我们不知道。
We don't know how they put an end to the river's flow.
不过他们就是把在巴比伦城上头不远就把那个幼发拉底河堵塞了。
But not far north of the Babylon, they put an end to the Euphrates flow.
所以那个河水就干了。
So the river dried up.
因为马代人他们晓得,
because media knows.
巴比伦城是很坚固,
yes, Babylon is very fortified.
四面也有一个好宽的护城河在那里。
They also had like a moat that surrounds the city.
在从前的那种武器来说, 那些要攻打是非常不容易。
With the weapons during those days, it is very hard to attack in those situations.
但是他们的参谋啊, 他们就晓得, 巴比伦城有很多的沙水道。
They know, though, the counselor, the schemes, they know that there is a lot of passages that flow from Babylon.
那所以把上源的那个水一截流以后,
so if you put an end to the flow of the water,
他们就从那些沙水道的里面就进入城里。
You are able to enter into the city from the water passages.
一下就已经到了巴比伦城了。
Right away, you can enter right into the city of Babylon.
当天晚上就把巴比伦结束了。
That was how they ended Babylon on that night.
就像这里所说的巴比伦，你虽然是在众水以上。
That's why even as it says here, even though you're above all the waters,
你都完了。
It is done for you.
为什么巴比伦是那样容易的就给攻下来呢?
Why is it that Babylon would be subdued so easily?
耶利米在这里先说了,
Jeremiah first says here,
因为他们得罪耶和华,
because they have sinned against the Lord God.
因为他们向耶和华的以色列的圣洁,
for they have been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel.
那这是一个原因。
That's one reason.
第二个原因呢?
The second reason.
我们又再留意这里。
Again, we pay attention to here.
28节。
Verse
28. 末了的那里。
At the end.
28节也是说到, 巴比伦给打败了。
Verse 28 also speaks of the fact Babylon is defeated.
那为什么他们给打败呢?
Why were they defeated?
这里又说到另外一个原因。
Here it tells us another reason.
那个原因是什么呢?
What is that reason?
神为着他的殿报仇。
The vengeance of his temple.
弟兄姊妹，这给我们领会到。
This allows for us to understand.
当巴比伦攻陷耶路撒冷的时候,
when Babylon conquered Jerusalem,
他们把神的殿整个的 毁掉了,
they destroyed the temple of God.
当然那个时候, 巴比伦的军队在那里是受了很大的敌挡。
Of course, at that time, the army of Babylon had a lot of resistance.
叫巴比伦的军队吃了很多的亏,
so the army of Babylon suffered greatly.
所以他们也就迁怒,
so they took their wrath out on the temple.
同时他们也听说了,
they also heard,
有点像后来罗马攻陷, 耶路撒冷的时候一样。
Just like when the Romans subdued Jerusalem, likewise they heard.
他们以为圣殿里面有很多的那个金子埋藏在那里。
They heard that there was much gold that was buried in the temple.
所以他们把整个圣殿都拆毁。
So they just took apart the temple.
一面是把墙壁上面的这个金子拿下来。
On the one hand is to take down the gold that was on the wall.
还有一次好像他们认为是埋藏在地里的。他们都在那里挖了。
Even they thought it was buried in the ground, so they dug it up.
神说
God said,
我用你们来对付我的百姓，给他们管教。
I've used you to deal with my people to discipline them.
却没有让你们来损坏我的殿。
Yet I did not tell you to destroy my temple.
当然神当时没有这样说。
Of course, God did not physically say that.
但是巴比伦人他们应当是领会这一件事情。
But the Babylonians ought to understand this.
我们从战争的历史里边也能了解嘛。
Even in the history of battle, we can understand this.
这个事情也列在那个保护那个古籍的那个想法的里边嘛。
And this is also a way of thinking that we have when we look at the artifacts.
在战争的当中有许多不成文的那些谅解在那里嘛。
When we see in the battle, in the history of battle, there are things that was wrong.
不成文的那个谅解的什么 gentleman agreement.
And there's some gentleman agreement in the warfare.
有一些地方是你不能进攻的。
That there are just some places where you don't attack.
当然同样的有些地方啊你做防御的那一方也不能在那里设防的。
And of course, then as on the defense of the battle, there are certain places you wouldn't put a defense on.
那这些是在战争的历史里边的那些所谓不成文的那个君子协定嘛。
And so, these are the unwritten code of a gentleman's agreement during battle.
但是巴比伦军队进入耶路撒冷以后
But after the army of Babylon entered into Jerusalem,
连抢固然是抢了
Of course, they robbed.
但是连圣殿都给拆掉
Yeah, they also destroyed the temple.
这个事情神就记住了
God remembers that.
那现在神来对付巴比伦的时候，他神也说出这个原因来了。
Now, as God deals with Babylon, he also speaks of this reason.
这是第二个原因。
That's the second reason.
那第三个原因。
The third reason.
神要对付巴比伦的。
God wants to deal with Babylon.
神老早就知道。
He knows already.
巴比伦人他们会做什么事情。
God knows what the Babylonians will do. After Babylon conquered Judah,
他们呢就说了就做了很多很多的事情。
They did many, many things.
是叫以色列人感觉好不容易承受的。
That allowed for the Israelites to be very hard to take.
那弟兄姊妹们，你翻到51章。
Brothers and sisters, if you turn to chapter 51,
你看看34节。
You look at verse
34。33节也就是说到神要对付巴比伦了。
It says in verse 33 that God will deal with Babylon.
把巴比伦看成好像采谷的那个禾场一样了。
Babylon is like a threshing floor.
时候到的时候就一定要这样做了。
It is time to do this.
那34节。
Verse 34.
以色列人说巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒吞灭我们压碎我使我成为空虚的器皿他像大鱼把我吞下用我的美物充满他的肚腹又将我赶出去。
Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, have devoured me. He have crushed me. He have made me an empty vessel. He have swallowed me up like a dragon. He have filled his belly with my delicates. He have cast me out.
西安的居民要说巴比伦以强暴待我，损害我的身体，愿解罪归给他。
The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitants of Zion say.
耶路撒冷人要说愿流我们血的罪归到 加勒底的居民。
And my blood upon the inhabitants of Kedia shall Jerusalem say.
所以耶和华如此说，我必为你们伸冤，为你们报仇。
Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will plead thy cause and take vengeance for thee.
就这你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
因为巴比伦人。
Because the Babylonians.
他们对待以色列啊。
As they treated Israel.
是过分了。
It's too much.
以致神的百姓在神的面前好像有一点的受苦。
To a point, the people of God before God had to plead their case.
神也听见了。
God has heard.
那当然我们要留意。
Of course, we have to take note.
会在神面前这样受苦的人。
If they're able to count their sorrows in this way before God.
并不是当时拼命的抗拒神的话语的人。
Of course, are not those who completely rejected the word of God at that time.
但是因为耶路撒冷的陷落。
But because of the fall of Jerusalem.
那这个战争带来给人的那个痛苦，却不是分你的想法怎么样。
The hardship and sorrow that is brought about by this warfare is not dependent on what you think.
只要你是在那个范围的里边，你就受到那种那种苦害。
As long as you're in that boundary where the war is, you will suffer.
弟兄姊妹，这也就是哈巴谷先知在神面前曾经发过的一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is also a question which the prophet Habakkuk has raised before.
待会我们再说。
Later on, we'll get into that.
那哈巴谷先知在那个时候在神面前发一个什么问题？
Now, what question did Habakkuk raised before God during that time.
我们待会再说那个可能的原因。
Later on, we will go into the possible reason.
看看那哈巴谷发的那个问题。
Let's first see the issue, the question which he raised.
哈巴谷发的问题啊，其实也是我们要发的问题。
Actually, the question of Habakkuk is also our question.
神啊，我们称为你的百姓。
God, we are your people.
我们是错了。
We are wrong.
我们是对你不起了。
Now we have wronged you.
你要来管教我们，我们没有话讲。
If you want to discipline us, we have nothing to say against it.
但是你打发来管教我们的那人，那些人比我们更坏。
Yet the ones whom you send to punish us, to discipline us, is even worse than we are.
神，你怎么可以做这样的事情？
God, how is it you can do such a thing?
你要是把一些比我们好的人来管教我们，我们没有话说。
If you call someone to deal with us, yet they're better than us, we have nothing to say.
但是你却把一个更比我们更坏的人来管教我们。
Yet you use those who are worse than us to discipline us.
我们一点都不明白。
We do not understand at all. 比如
说你读哈巴谷书第一章的时候，是不是读到哈巴谷向神发出这个问题？
Brothers and sisters, when you read Habakkuk chapter 1, do you read that question?
我刚才说这个问题不单是他的问题，也是我们的问题。
I mentioned that's not only his question, but also our question.
我们总是觉得。
We always feel.
神，你是圣洁公义的神。
God, you're holy and righteous God. You're also a God of mercy.
你来对付我们的时候。
When you come to deal with us.
你总该给我们看见。你给我们的对付，我们口服心服啊。
You must allow for us to see when you deal with us, we must be able to subdue and respect it.
啊，但是你却用一些比我们更糟糕的人来对付我们。
Yeah, you use those who are worse than us to deal with us.
这口气我们好像咽不下了。
I really just cannot swallow this.
哈巴谷就说了，他咽不下了。
And that's what Habakkuk is saying, he cannot take this.
弟兄姊妹，我们也能咽得上吗？
Brothers and sisters, likewise, can we swallow this?
我们也一样咽不上了。
Likewise, we cannot.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神给我们看见。
God shows us.
巴比伦人的坏。
How bad Babylon was.
巴比伦人的残暴。
And how violent they were.
神没有闭上眼睛不看。
God did not close his eyes to it.
神还是看得很清楚。
God saw them very clearly.
所以刚才五十一章里边那个话。
Therefore, the words in chapter 51.
你就看到了。
You can see.
神说我为你们报仇。
God says, I will take my vengeance for you.
我给你们伸冤。
I will have vengeance for you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是说出。
This tells us.
巴比伦在正高兴盛的时候神就指出他要毁灭。
When Babylon was at its highest peak, this is one of the reasons why God proclaimed the destruction. Yes, God has used them to discipline His people. Yet they have crossed the boundary, the measure which God has drawn out for them. To use what is pleasing to them to trample upon the people of God. So God remembers. When time comes,
神说我要为我的百姓伸冤,
God says, I will have to take vengeance for my people. I will take vengeance for you.
啊,弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意到,
take note.
这是第三个原因,
this is the third reason.
巴比伦一定要毁灭的,
Babylon will be destroyed.
那, 还有一个原因,
there is another reason.
我们特别要注意了,
we have to take note.
那这一个原因是什么呢?
What is this reason?
弟兄姊妹你记得,
brothers and sisters, you remember?
巴比伦是偶像的发源地。
Now, Babylon is the origin of idolatry.
那么这一个拜偶像的这个东西,
now, this matter of idolatry,
不单是在那里伤害以色列,
not only is there harming Israel,
也是伤害所有地上的人,
but also is a harm to all the people of the world.
那所以神在这里对付巴比伦的时候,
so as God deals with Babylon here,
也非常非常明显地指出这样的一件事,
He also clearly points out this matter.
那弟兄姊妹们,你有没有留意一件事很有意思?
Brothers and sisters, have you taken note one thing very meaningful?
当犹大人没有被掳以前,
before the people of Judah were captured,
他们拜偶像,
they worshipped idols, they continued to worship idols.
神先知来警告他们, 他们衰而不听,
God continues to raise prophets to speak to them, yet they closed their ears.
然后神就告诉他们了,
and then God tells them,
你们如果是不听,
if you do not hearken unto me,
我就把你们带到一个偶像的地方, 让你们拜到够,
I will bring you to the place of idolatry and you can worship all you want there. And you can just taste the flavor of worshipping idols there.
结果以色列民就被掳了,
as a result, Israel was captured. Where were they captured to?
掳到巴比伦去,
they were captured to Babylon.
但是很有意思,
but very meaningful.
到了巴比伦,
when they were in Babylon,
起初犹大人还是执迷不悟的,
at the beginning, the people of Judah continued to be in sin.
我们读以西结书的时候就看到最开始被掳的那些犹大人他们还是很不服气的,
when we read the book of Ezekiel, we can see at the very beginning the people of Judah still was not subdued by God.
这是在最开始的时候发生的事情,
that was at the very beginning.
当然这一批人也是给神对付的都是死在巴比伦,
of course this group of people was dealt with by God and they died in Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹你留意一件事情,
but brothers and sisters, if you take note of one thing,
犹大既然给带到巴比伦去,
since Judah was brought to Babylon,
那犹大人都是很聪明的民族啊,
now the people of Judah are very smart.
你看到到现在以色列人还是, 如果从人的那个才能上面来说啊, 他们都是数一数二的。
Even until today, you can see the ability, the intellect of the people of Judah, of the Israelites, they're still very top.
现在华尔街是影响全世界的那个经济的。
Now, even Wall Street, who has influence on all the economy of the world, people say it is in the hands of the Jewish people.
有人说美国的大学所有的犹太职的那些老师如果都弄走的话, 那美国的大学就不成大学了。
It says some of the top university in the U.S., if the Jewish professors all left, they wouldn't be really a top university anymore.
那这些话有没有说太过分, 我们不必管。
Now, we don't need to be mindful of these words, are just putting it too much.
也许是有点过分,
maybe it might be too much.
但是总是有点, 这像啊, 人家才会说出这样的话呢。
But only when there's some phenomenon in this area, then others would say such words.
反正犹太人, 你没办法不承认他们是一个很优秀的民族。
Nevertheless, we must confess the Jewish race is a very superior one.
那么, 这些个民族，他们这样的民族，他们喜欢拜偶像。
Now for such a nation, a race, they love to worship idols.
那弄到有偶像的国度里，那他们不给偶像充满，那才奇怪了。
It is really amazing and surprising if they're in the kingdom of idols, yet they're not filled with idols.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningful.
我们留意到后来。
We take note later on.
犹大的恢复的那一批人在哪里来的？
Where did the group of the people that was revived?
都是从巴比伦回来的。
They all came back from Babylon.
你读经读到但以理书。
When we read to Daniel.
你看到这是犹太人。
When we see.
这是犹太人。
When we see the Jewish people.
他们活在什么地方？
Where did they live?
活在巴比伦。
They live in Babylon.
你读以西结书，以斯帖记的时候。
When we read the book of Esther.
你又看到参相同的事情。
Again, we see the same thing.
你看看那个回来。从耶路撒冷重建跟那个圣殿重建，那个主那批人固然是从犹大从巴比伦回来的。
When we see the rebuilding of Jerusalem, when we see the rebuilding of the temple, of course they came back from Babylon.
但是那些主要的分子是哪些人呢？
But who are the majority of that group of people?
你说以斯拉。
You say Ezra.
你说那个尼希米。
You say it is Nehemiah.
你说那当时领袖。
You say the leaders at that time.
你看到这一批人。
You see this group of people.
他们对神的那一个敬畏。
You can see the fear to God.
对神的那一个的拣选。
You see how they choose God.
是到了一个非常非常明确的地步。
It is to a very clear and evident position.
但是这些还不是最重要。
Yeah, that is not even the most important.
最重要的一件事是什么？
What is the most important thing?
一些读经读得很好。
Some they read the words well.
又对犹太的历史下过功夫的很多的人。
There are also many individuals who have studied much of the Jewish history.
他们指出了一个事实。
They pointed out one fact.
这一个民族是因着拜偶像给掳到巴比伦。
This race, this people was captured to Babylon because they worshipped the idol.
那结果有一天他们从巴比伦出来的时候。
One day when they came out of Babylon.
他们跟偶像就脱离关系，脱离得干干净净。
They have departed away, forsaken idolatry to a very clear-cut position.
从他们70年被掳归回一直到现在。
Even after the 70 years of captivity to their return until today.
你没有再看到这些以色列人在对拜偶像的事情在发生兴趣。
No longer do you see the people of Israel have any interest at all with idolatry.
那当然，这个我扯得太远了。
Of course, I went too far with this.
但是我让弟兄姊妹注意的。
But I want brothers and sisters to take note of.
神当时是把他们掳到一个偶像的国度。
God has let them in captivity in the kingdom of idols at that time.
那么，然后呢？
And then,
神就要毁灭这个国度。
God is to destroy that kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹，你看五十章。
Brothers and sisters, look at chapter 50.
就说到巴比伦的给攻陷以后的事情。
It speaks after the conquering of Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，留意三十八节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 38.
有干旱临到他的众水。
A drought is upon her waters.
就被干渴
，and they shall be dried up，
因为这是由丢弃偶像之地，人因偶像而癫狂。
For it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols。
这个是巴比伦
，this is Babylon。
那比如说上面说到那个水干了，那就刚才我刚才提到他们那当时天被给攻陷的那件事情有点关联。
Now brothers and sisters, here when it says a drought is upon the waters, it has kind of to do with how they were subdued on that day.
我们先不管这个。
But we won't go into that now.
我们不必管这个。
We don't need to.
我们要管的就是。
What we want to pay attention to.
巴比伦这个国度在神的眼中是看作是什么一个东西。
This kingdom of Babylon in God's sight, what are they?
偶像的国度。
It is the kingdom of idols.
人因偶像而癫狂。
For they are mad upon their idols.
神要对付巴比伦。
God wants to deal with Babylon.
其中一个原因。
One of the reasons.
乃是要把偶像的发源地来清除。
It is to purge the origin of idols.
但虽然偶像的影响没有因着巴比伦的陷落 而减低。
Of course, the influence of idols did not decrease because of the fall of Babylon.
但神在毁灭巴比伦的时候，很明显的显明，这个是他追讨巴比伦的原因当中的一个。
But as God destroys Babylon, He clearly states His chastening upon Babylon. This is one of the reasons.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们看到神在追讨巴比伦的时候，所说出巴比伦的光景。
Now as we see how God describes us the condition of Babylon as He chastens them.
但弟兄姊妹，你千万不要忘了，我一再的提这个点。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget. I continue to mention this point.
神说这些话。
When God speaks to this
word, 不是在巴比伦衰落的时候说这些话。
It is not upon the time when Babylon was declining.
是在巴比伦最强盛的时候说这些话。
It was during the time when Babylon was the strongest.
指出他巴比伦的那个亏欠来。
It speaks forth of the shortcoming of Babylon.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
当我们留意到耶利米在那个时候是这样宣告巴比伦的结局的时候
，if we take note, this is how Jeremiah declared the end of Babylon.
现在我们就不能说。耶利米是一个投降主义者。
Now we cannot claim Jeremiah to be one who would want have the thought of surrender.
是一个出卖犹大的人啊。
He is not a traitor of Judah.
你不能再说这个话。
No longer can we say these words.
因为你看见了。
Because now we see.
他不是在那里给犹大过不去。
He is not against Judah.
他是实实在在那里发表神的管理。
In fact, he is there expressing the sovereignty of God.
而神的管理不是单单落在犹大那里。
And the sovereignty of God is not only upon Judah.
也落在众邦国的里头。
But also upon the nations.
特别是很重的也落在巴比伦的身上。
Especially even more weighty upon Babylon.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed we thank God.
那这个只是一方面。
No, this is only one side.
还有另一方面。
There's another side.
你留意到。
If you take note.
神在这里借着耶利米三次宣告巴比伦的毁灭。
Here, as through Jeremiah, God declares that Babylon will be destroyed three times.
也同时三次的宣告犹大的复兴。
At the same time, God declares the revival of Judah three times.
也说明了神的百姓在神的管教的当中，神没有断绝他们的指望。
He also declares amidst the discipline he gives to his people, he did not put an end to their hope.
所以从50章、51章
so from chapter 50, 51, these two chapters, clearly we can see.
当神在那里宣告巴比伦怎样以后
，as God is declaring what will happen to Babylon and continues on.
接下去神就说犹大人他们怎样的蒙纪念。
Immediately he'll follow on with how the people of Judah will be
remembered. 犹大人是怎样的重新蒙恩。
How the people of Judah will be revived and receive grace.
神的是怎样的在那里保护他们。
How God has protected them.
那我们就又要留意了。
Again, we have to take note.
犹大既然是那样坏。
Since Judah was so corrupt,
那为什么神还给他们指望
？Why is it that God will still give them hope？
为什么神还在那里纪念他们
？Why does God still remember them？
那是当用说，当我们就全面来看耶利米的那个信息的时候
，So as we look in at a whole in the message of Jeremiah，
你明明的看见。
Clearly, we're able to see.
耶利米不是在那里说任何带着政治性的话。
Jeremiah is not speaking any words that has any portion of politics.
他只是在那里说出神在人中间要显明的。
He is only there speaking forth what God wants to manifest amongst men.
当然，许多有心人
of course,
要怎么说，我们不管。
Of course, there are many people with different intents how they will speak.
我们要管是管神的话怎么说。
We only have to pay attention to what the word of God is saying.
那现在我们来看看。
Now, let us take a look.
耶利米的这个宣告的里头。
In this proclamation of Jeremiah.
提到神的百姓的这一方面。
In the area when it mentions about the people of God,
头一件事情
the first thing,
很清楚地告诉百姓
very clearly he tells his people,
借着别人的口来告诉他的百姓
it is through the mouths of the enemies to tell his people.
怎么说呢
what did he say?
说明
he says,
你们碰到这样的事情是你们自己找回来的
you have brought this upon yourselves.
怎么说呢
How is it said?
那弟兄姊妹你留意五十章
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 50.
第六节
Verse 6.
那这里开始说到神第六节就是街上宣告巴比伦的毁灭然后就说到神的百姓如何的蒙纪念
Before verse 6, it speaks on the destruction of Babylon and then continues on here to speak and how the people of Judah remembered.
你留意第六节
Pay attention to verse 6.
我的百姓做了迷失的羊牧人使他们走岔路使他们转到山上他们从大山走到小山竟忘了安歇之处凡遇见他们的就把他们吞灭
My people,
那这个是第五节不必管你留意了现在敌人说话了
Now brothers and sisters we just read verse 6 and verse 7
你留意敌人说的是什么话
Pay attention to what the enemy says
敌人说
And their enemy said,
那就是巴比伦人了。
Now, that's the Babylonians.
我们没有罪。
We offend not.
他们这样子的结果乃是因为他们得罪那座公义居所的耶和华就是他们列祖所仰望的耶和华。
It is not our sin, but this has come about them because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
从敌人的口里头来印证你们受对付是你们在神面前与神过不去。
From the mouths of the enemies to confirm what is brought upon them is because they have sinned against their God.
那就让以色列人很清楚地看到了。
Clearly it shows the Israelites.
我们受管教。
We are disciplined.
不是神苦待我
Not because God mistreats us.
是我们先苦待了神
Because we have first mistreated God.
所以神让我们接受一点苦待好叫我们回转到那个准确的地位活在神的面前
Therefore, God has mistreated us somewhat so that we can repent and return to the accurate position which we ought to live before God.
让他们从心里头明白
From their hearts so that they will understand.
他们为什么会碰到这样的事情
Why is it this will encounter them?
弟兄姊妹们这是很重要的意见
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
不仅是犹大人
Not only the people of Judah
这个光
That they need such vision, this light.
我们承认我们也需要这个光
We confess we likewise need this light.
我们碰到一些不如意的事情
Many times when we encounter something that is not our way. 我们就是埋
怨这个人埋怨那一个人就是归罪这个人归罪那一个人
We always blame this and blame that and say it's about this and about that.
但是等到神把我们放在他的面光底下的时候
But when God places us under his light,
神会给我们看见
God will show us.
你碰到不如意的事情
When you encounter things that are not going your way,
乃是神要把你从迷失的里边挽回过来
It is so good that God will restore you from going astray.
让你在一个不如意的光景底下你会回到神的面前来看
So from this unfortunate matters you will come back into the presence of God to see
是不是我错了
Is it that I have wrong
所以神堵塞了我一切的路
Therefore God has closed all my doors
当时犹大人他们在神面前蒙纪念
The people of Judah was remembered at that time
这是其中的一个
This is one reason
那我们从第六节就看着敌人告诉他们说你们自己找来的苦
Now from verse 7 we're able to see this is because of your sin
那他们接受吗
Did they receive this
那回过头来看第四节
When we go back and look at verse 4
他们接受
They receive it
他们悔改
They repented
他们承认了
They acknowledge it
看第四节
Verse 4
耶和华说当那日子 那时候以色列人要和犹大人同来，随走随哭，寻求耶和华他们的神。
In those days and in that time, said of the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, and they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Lord their God.
他们必访问西安，又面上这里说，来吧，你们要与耶和华联合，为永远不忘的。
They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
So, 弟兄们，你看到以色列人，犹大人。
Brothers and sisters, you see the Israelites, the people of Judah,
过程了，过程的里头。
In the process of their captivity,
他们是在苏醒。
Indeed, they're awakened.
所以你才看到但以理。
Therefore, we see Daniel.
你才看到他三个朋友。
Therefore, we see his three
friends. 你才看到以西结。
Therefore, we see Israel.
你才看到以斯拉。
Ezra and Esther.
你才看到那个所罗巴伯。
And Ezekiel and Zerubbabel.
你才看到那个尼希米。
And we're able to see Nehemiah.
你才看见那个莫迪改，看到。
We are able to see Esther and Mordecai. Brothers and sisters, take note.
犹大在被掳的过程里头,
in the process of the captivity of Judah,
神指出他们会悔改,
God points forth, they will repent. I will remember them.
那这是第二件事情。
This is the second matter.
第三件事情呢?
The third matter,
神赦免,
God forgives.
啊, 感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以色列人是犹大人在神面前是以神的怒气到了极点。
The people of Judah have provoked God's anger to the highest.
但是因为他们肯回转。
But because they're willing to repent.
因为他们肯接受神的那个对付。
They're willing to be dealt with by God.
他们就安安心心的在被掳之地来等候那个被掳的日子的满足。
They can rest assured in the land of captivity to wait for the days to be fulfilled.
那是当他们这样活在神的眼前。
As they live before God in this way, God sees it.
神就说。
God said,
我赦免他们,
I will forgive them.
我赦免他们,
I will pardon them.
弟兄们, 你看看二十节,
Brothers and sisters, look at verse 20.
神怎么说?
What did God say?
二十节,
Verse
20. 耶和华说, 当那日子, 那时候, 虽寻以色列的罪孽, 一无所有, 虽寻犹大的罪恶, 也无所见, 因为我所留下的人, 我必赦免。
In those days and in that time, said of the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意啊，这个话很不简单啊。
Take note of these words, it is not simple.
神说他必赦免。
God says, I will pardon.
赦免什么？
To pardon what?
赦免这些被掳的人啊。
To pardon these who are in captivity. Why were they in captivity?
问题就大了。
It is a big problem with
that. 那么大的事情。
It is such a great problem.
神也能赦免吗？
Will God still be able to pardon?
神也会赦免吗？
Will he still forgive?
神肯赦免吗？
And will he be willing to forgive? We thank the Lord.
神说他必赦免。
God says, I will pardon.
如果我们读以西结书啊。
Brothers and sisters, we read.
你看见当时以色列人犹大人所做的事情遭差进到一个什么的地步。
We can see for the people of Judah what they did was so bad and corrupt.
我们只用一句话就可以说。
We can only use one sentence to say.
里边提到的事情。
That is in the matters mentioned in Ezekiel.
他们把神逼到不能不离开他的百姓。
They have forced God to depart away from his people.
所以神的荣耀离开犹大。
So the glory of God departed away from Judah. To depart away from the temple.
回到天上去。
To return to heaven.
哎呀，你说这样严重的事情，神能不计较吗？
You say this is so great, so severe, will God not count it against them? We thank God.
他说我必赦免。
He says, I will pardon.
我们没有话讲。
We have nothing to say.
但是神的赦免是根据什么？
What is God's forgiveness, his pardon based upon?
根据神的百姓肯悔改。
It is based upon his people willing to repent.
啊，然后。
And then.
我们也提过了。
We also mentioned.
刚才提过了。
We mentioned before.
神审判列邦。
That God judges the nations.
这个我们提过了。
We mentioned about that.
啊，神让他的百姓明白。
God allows for his people to understand.
神不是只是对付他的百姓。
He's not only dealing against his people.
一切在神面前不公不义的事情，神都不能接受。
All that is unrighteous, injustice, God cannot accept.
在底下我们也看了一些话。
Later on, we can see some words.
但是 还有一点我们要留意。
But there's another point we must take note of.
那是神纪念他自己的约。
That is God remembers his own covenant.
虽然犹大得罪神到了一个很深的地步。
Though Judah have offended, sinned against God so greatly.
但神还是纪念他的约。
Yet God remembers his covenant.
所以当神的百姓能转回过来的时候。
So when God's people is willing to repent.
神就毫无保留的在那里说我必赦免。
Without any reservation, God says, I will pardon.
弟兄姊妹你看看51章的第五节。
Brothers and sisters, look at chapter 51, verse 5.
以色列和犹大虽然境内充满违背以色列圣者的罪，却没有被他的神万军之耶和华丢弃。
For Israel have not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel.
啊，为什么
？Why？
因为以色列和犹大的神是守约施慈爱的神。
Because the God of Judah and the God of Israel is a merciful God, one who will keep his covenant.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
说弟兄姊妹，当我们看到耶利米的那个信息的全面的内容的时候。
So as we're able to see the whole message of Jeremiah.
你再也不能把人的单方面的感觉放进去。
No longer can we put any feeling of man, one-sided feeling of man into it.
因为你看见耶利米所说的所表达出来的完全没有人的成分在哪里。
Because we're able to see what Jeremiah is expressing has no content, no detail of man at all.
也不是根据他自己的喜欢或者是讨厌来说话。
It is not according to what he likes or dislikes as he speaks.
他完完全全是在那里发表神的自己的心意。
He is completely there manifesting the heart of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果我们对耶利米曾经有过什么的误解
，If we have any misunderstanding of Jeremiah，
用人的眼光来看他
，to look at him by the viewpoint of man，
那我们看到50跟51章的时候
，Now as we see chapters 50 and 51，
其实人的偏见都应该给挪走了。
All these bias of man should be taken away。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个是在那里发表神的人。
He is one indeed who is there to express God.
我们实在看见。
Indeed, we're able to see.
当神选召他的时候，在第一章里边。
When God has called him in chapter 1.
神所说出的。
What God said.
现在你从耶利米身上都看到了。
Now we're able to see upon Jeremiah.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
巴不得。
May it be.
耶利米在神面前所留下的记录。
The recording that's left to us by Jeremiah.
也激励我们在跟随主的路上有一个准确的心思和态度。
Would also encourage us as we follow the Lord to have a correct attitude in our heart.
巴比伦的事还没说得完，我以为今天晚上可以说完。
We cannot finish tonight, even though I thought that we will.
剩下的下礼拜再说。
When what is left, we'll continue next week.
我想今天晚上我们就停在这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.